This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 16th, episode 2269, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
And coming up on today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, Dr. Chang is going to give us the lowdown on inflammation, and we have a good laugh at some listener-submitted first-world equestrian problems, and Wiley's Wacky World wraps up the show like a Shetland pony in pink polos. Stay tuned for the fray.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
What?
I swear this makeover thing is the most stressful thing I've ever done in my entire life. There's like 15 days left to
all
the
right,
makeover.
So for new listeners, tell them what you're doing.
I am entered in the Thoroughbred makeover for this coming October, and which means you have to basically adopt or buy a horse. Last fall, once I moved here to Oklahoma, had nowhere to train it besides an open field. So I was several months behind before we got the barn and the arena built. So I don't know.
What horse are you bringing again?
I am bringing Baby Groot.
What's Baby Groot race know how to do?
His name is Lost My Way, and Baby Groot knows.
It's great for an event horse on cross country.
Exactly. It's perfect, actually. Lost My Way
is. The girl gets lost on cross country. You two want to make a good pair.
Yep. 4-year-old thoroughbred. I didn't know what I was going to do. Glenn told me I had to sign up for the freestyle because I'm sure he just wants to point and laugh while I'm attempting to do whatever I'm going to do.
That might have had something to do with it.
Yeah, so I entered the freestyle. I didn't think he would be mature enough to jump. He's grown now 2 inches since I've got him. I adopted a 16-hand horse, Glenn. 16 hands, my favorite height. And now he's 16, too.
How old
he's
was
a giant.
He again?
I adopted him at 3.
Oh, okay.
And then
so
he turned 4. Yeah, so he's very young. So I didn't jump him for quite some time. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, he actually kind of seems mature enough to try. So we have competed in one recognized horse trial, one schooling horse trial, and this coming weekend is his second recognized horse trial, a 3-day event.
Horses that are like 9 years old and have been campaigners forever and then get adopted have a huge advantage?
I don't know. I adopted a 10-year-old off the track one time, and he was very difficult because he was very set in his ways. So I think you've got advantages and disadvantages no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, advantages for him was he didn't have all of that race training, but disadvantages, he didn't have all that training.
Right.
You know, so he kind of I ended up finding his old trainer on the track because there's some quirks that he has, like he didn't know how to have his feet trimmed and he didn't load or anything like that. And it turns out the guy's like, yeah, we just gave him dorm for everything. So he never actually got trained. He was just drugged all the time with Dormosedan for those moments that he would need to learn something. So he was very behind. And so a lot of the learning that we've had to do have been loading and leading and getting your feet picked up and things like that, that a lot of those older race horses.
Is there a loading class?
there is, if you're a Monty Roberts certified instructor.
Are you going to bring the trailer into the for the freestyle into the arena?
Yeah, here. You know what they don't let you do is they don't let you have a microphone during your makeover, which would have been great because I could have been like, "Hey, this horse never loaded, and look at him load, and this horse didn't let his feet."
You did have a microphone.
No, you cannot MC and talk during your makeover, your freestyle.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize that.
So I've got some tricks up my sleeve, Glenn, that even you don't know about. So I have prepared for the freestyle, but I'm still thinking that the beginner novice is going to be huge because we competed at the intro level, which is 18 inches or 2 feet. And then we did the starter level, which is 2 foot and 2 foot three. And then we're doing another starter. So the makeover is going to be his first beginner novice. Yay. Let's see how it goes.
You know, those bullhorns you can get, you know, the press the button and talk and it's
could you yell through the bullhorn or make that big horn sound?
No, I'm going to program go through the water into the bullhorn.
Oh, I don't want to be that girl.
So I can play it in the middle of freestyle.
So the good parts of the makeover is it really motivates you and it gets you working harder than you should. The bad part about the makeover is the sleepless nights that you have and complete anxiety. I'm already like an anxious person. So to have this added pressure, and I think most of the pressure I put on myself is because of you. So like 2:15
in the morning,
Leslie
might say that later in the show too.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see how it goes, but I'm leaving. Oh gosh.
Did you notice I never volunteer myself for this stuff?
Yeah, that's definitely for the best. I'll take one for the team. So you don't die.
Thank you.
Oh, well, let's go.
This is also the reason that all those years Wendy was trying to, and all of my driving friends were trying to get me to show. I was like, no, I don't want the pressure. I just don't
it's
want
amazing.
The pressure.
I mean, the anxiety level is so high. Like today, I've set up a jump course for Groot because guess what? He's never jumped an oxer. And for those who don't know what an oxer is, it's two poles in a row of ascending variety. And he's never done that. And we're less than 2 weeks away from probably all of them will be oxers. So why not just we're taking it down to crunch time, Glenn. Crunch time.
All right. And we're actually going to be there for, we'll remind everybody. So that is the first week of October. We're going to be in Lexington. We'll be doing horses in the morning from there. A couple of horses in the mornings from there. You'll be recording a retired racehorse from there. So, and we'll be doing some video too. So we'll make sure that you see Jamie doing her thing. If it's good, we'll post it on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page. If it's bad, we'll post it in the auditor room.
Everywhere. So, yeah. You'll post it everywhere.
I was going to say that, but then I didn't. You're already stressed out enough.
Right.
Speaking of auditors, my daily Winnie goes out to some brand new auditors, bright and shiny ones, Carissa Brand, Zachary Rizzoldi, what a great name, Rizzoldi, and Michelle Bush. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for helping support the Horse Radio Network and the hosts here. And also, speaking of auditors, it is that time. I worked all weekend on Radiothon stuff, believe it or not. Yes, Christmas things. And Radiothon is December 2nd this year. It seems like Thanksgiving is just really late because we always have it on Cyber Monday, which ends up being December 2nd this year. But we need a theme like we have every year, and we came down to three that we're having a vote on right now over in the auditor room. So auditors, please do go vote. You'll find it. Just scroll down. You'll find it. And the choices this year are the funniest and sneakiest thing your horse ever did. The greatest gift your horse... Yeah, you would have a thousand things to choose from. The greatest gift your horse gave you this year, serious or funny, or your heart horse Christmas, which is all about your heart horse. And in the lead is the funniest, sneakiest thing your horse ever did. So right now the voting is 24 to 21. So get over there and place your vote. And these are the things that, of course, people send voicemails in or out. They sing about, they write poems about. So I think the funniest, sneakiest thing your horse ever did will probably be a good choice for that.
Oh, God.
And you will just, well, the whole, your whole hour will be nothing but those stories.
Hashtag damn it, Zeus. Yeah. I kind of am going to cram in two Daily Whinnies. First one is we're doing our second cutting of hay, which is another reason I don't sleep, because I dreamed last night it was raining and they've already cut the hay and now it's sitting on drying. And if it rains, then it just becomes cow hay. So please pray for no rain for another day or two. That's my first one. My second Daily Whinny goes out to just, you know, the things that happen when you're living in the country. And I'll explain. So I let the dogs out yesterday morning super early and left them out. And all of a sudden, they just started going crazy barking. And my whole property's fenced in. But if they're barking like that, usually there's something wrong. So I get out of bed and I run over. And I wanted to do, like, I was hoping the news crews would come so I could pretend to be that girl on the news. So I'm going to give you my recount of what happened yesterday morning as if you were listening to a country ass news story. Are you ready?
Ready. I'm ready. Yes.
Okay.
What's your reporter name?
No, I'm not the reporter. Oh. I'm the person being interviewed.
Oh, okay.
So country style, this is what happened. All right. You be the reporter that interviewed me.
Okay. So Ms. Jennings, we heard something happened here at the farm, and we're excited to hear what happened.
Well, see, what had happened was I was laying in bed with my husband, and we doing nothing but just sleeping, and we heard this noise that, like, my dogs just went crazy, and we got four dogs, so they was really making a ruckus. And I went to the door, and I thought, oh my God, what is that in my front yard? And I yelled at my husband, you better get up. But see, the problem is he's naked. So he needs to get some clothes on before he comes up to the door. So I run outside. I grab my boots. You know, I got some mud boots and I go running outside.
Miss Jennings, you naked or did you have clothes on?
I was not naked. Okay. Because I can't sleep naked because then I have bad dreams about being naked in my dreams. So I have to sleep with clothes on. That part's true.
All right, go ahead.
I run out to the front door and see my dog's just going crazy. And I run outside and I'm like, oh my God, y'all ain't going to believe this. There's a damn bull in my yard.
A what?
Okay. A bull, Glenn, a bull. There is a Brahma bull in my front yard. Okay. But just outside the gate.
Was he snorting
and then I look
pawing?
And I'm like, oh my God. And there's not just one bull. There's four bulls that done got loose and running around my neighborhood on my busy road. Okay. So what am I supposed to do? I need to get my naked husband up so he can come out and help me with these bulls and wrangle them. My next door neighbors, they's out of town. What are they going to do? So I open the gate and you know what? The bulls won't go in there. So we call the police. My neighbor on the other side, they wake up, they come outside because they's dog's going crazy. And then we call the police, and the police send out this like 22-year-old boy with a car like he's gonna do something, right? So he comes out and he's like, yeah, they call me whenever the animals are loose. And I'm like, well, what are you supposed to do? You ain't even got a rope or a horse or nothing. So he puts his cop car in the middle of the road, and then I run up behind a Brahma bull, Glenn, which they ain't very nice, okay? And we heard all of the bulls into my neighbor's house. Well, they's out of town, but they have a front gate. So we heard all these bulls into my neighbor's front yard and closed the gate. And you know what that cop does? He goes, okay, see you later. And I'm like, excuse me,
have
you got
nice
these bulls
night
in my neighbor's house? What are you talking about? How could you just leave while they... He's like, well, I guess if they get loose again, you just call me. And I'm like, but I don't know whose bull they are. What do you mean you're just leaving right now? And he's like, bye, see you later. I got to go to a collision out on Highway 9. And I'm like, what do you mean you're going to leave me with these bulls in my neighbor's place? And so I had to call my neighbors and say, hey, there's going to be a whole lot of cow poo in your front yard because I locked four bulls in your front yard. And then I go on the next door app and I post, hey, I found a bunch of bulls. Anybody missing any bulls? And guess what? Not one damn person read. So I go out to the guys that are cutting the hay and I'm like, hey, anybody want some bulls? Free bulls. There's four of them. Come and get them. And so one of them comes up and he's like, oh, I think I know whose bulls they are. But this is like hours later. And he goes over, we get in the gator and we go to the neighbor's house and we're like, hey, you missing some bulls? And he's like, I don't think so. And he goes out back and he's like, oh my God, those are my bulls. So he comes up to the yard and I'm like, well, here they are. I go home and then I'm working on helping the guys with the hay. And then Chad, my husband, who's now got clothes on, he goes out to the front yard and he sees this guy come up to my neighbor's house and the guy's got nothing but his truck. Okay. And he's alone. And what does he do? He opens the gate thinking the bulls are going to follow him home. Oh, nope. They're supposed to go east. They go out of that gate, run them down, run them over, and then turn and go west. And they start running down the dang road. And that is where
he brought his pickup truck to bring the bulls home.
He brought his pickup truck, no feed, no nothing, nobody to sit on the back and shake the bucket to like lead the horse, no trailer.
He'd have follow me home.
Come on, boys. Come on, boys. And I'm not kidding you, Glenn. They lit out. He said, Chad was like, he just opened the gate with nothing, opened the gate thinking they were just going to follow him home. And they ran, the Brahma bull ran him over. Apparently he hit the ground. I was still in the back. And they turned, instead of turning right to go home, they turned left and lit out. So it's somebody else's problem now, Glenn, is what I'm saying. So I don't know if the bulls are home. I don't know what happened to the bulls. I don't know.
They're
if
not
the
out
bulls,
in the field with Zeus, are they?
They are not. Okay. Zeus was well protected. So
Zeus
that
would
is
have loved punch- that. He would have thought that was great fun.
Now, what I was thinking is if that had gone viral, I would have done, like, if the news crews would have come, I totally would have talked like that and tried to make it, like, to where I became a meme, you know, or, like, somebody did a mix.
Oh, that would have went, that would have been viral, and that was very well done, by the way.
You're welcome.
You're learning about living in Oklahoma. It's just sinking in. You're going to be a local before long.
Can I say all of that was true, by the way, including the naked husband?
I believe it was all true.
who then threw shorts on. And tall boots.
I do that all the time here.
I was like, please, news crew, show up. I am in it, like my pajamas.
That is normal look here in Florida.
He's shirtless with shorts and boots on.
Well, yeah, that is how we live every day down here in Florida. It's a sexy look.
So, yeah, good times in Norman, Oklahoma. Awesome.
All right. Well, the Horse Nutrition Podcast, second season is out, and it's a little different this year. Lisa Wysocki is hosting, and they're talking about some really extraordinary horses that do extraordinary work and how they're fed. So you can check out, go to the Horse Nutrition Podcast on any podcast player, the Horse Radio Network app, or horseradionetwork.com, and check out episode 1. Well, I have some celebrity news for you. I haven't done this in a long time.
Let's hear it.
Well, believe it or not, Kim Kardashian is in our new celebrity news. She shared a photo over the weekend that showed her daughter, Chicago, 19 months old, and North, her son, six years old, riding a horse together during a recent family trip to Wyoming. You know, it was kind of cute, but more like the kids were just sitting on a paint horse together in a big old Western saddle.
No helmet?
No helmets. No helmets. My guess is they weren't up there for very long. They didn't look very happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that her husband, Kanye West, bought a ranch in Wyoming called Monster Lake Ranch. Apparently, it's a massive property with panoramic views of the Rocky Mountains, 4,500 acres. He spent $14 million on it. It includes a restaurant, a saloon, a convention center, an office building, multiple homes and cabins and that can accommodate up to 70 guests, a shooting range, pens for game birds and corrals, barns and other outbuildings. You think that's going to be a party ranch?
Yeah, where is it?
It did say in Wyoming, but I don't remember.
Oh, come on. Wyoming, we need to let people know who their neighbors are.
Well, pretty soon, there's going to be some celebrity neighbors in the neighborhood. Actually, I think it's in Coyote, to be honest. In the 17th leg of the prestigious Longines Global Champions Tour at Saint-Tropez, France, Jessica Springsteen won her first five-star Grand Prix in a jump-off. It was her biggest win of her career, riding her 12-year-old bay. So, good job, Jessica. They found the oldest living Kentucky Derby winning jockey. He had gotten lost, apparently. He suffers from dementia, and he was reported missing on Thursday. He's 95 years old. His name is David Erb. He was located in Queens, and the authorities say he's healthy and safe. He won the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont Stakes in 1956 with a horse called
Wow.
Beatles. Yes, 95 years old. So I'm glad they found him. One more.
That'd be it.
Well, this story went viral everywhere. Vice President Pence told a story to House Republicans this week about being bit by champion racehorse American Pharoah on a farm visit. I just gritted my teeth and smiled, said Pence, because you know what? In our line of work, you're going to get bit sometimes, but you keep fighting forward. Now, the farm manager, Dermont Ryan, who was there when Pence was presented with American Pharoah's halter, said Friday that the horse is sweet and it would be very out of character for him to bite someone. So the farm manager's not buying it. If he gave someone a nasty bite, especially the vice president, I would know it. He said the farm was very honored to have the vice president visit and called him very pleasant. But I don't think he's very happy that he's throwing American Pharoah under the bus. So that's your celebrity news for this Monday.
Fantastic.
Celebrities and horses. So one other news story is that bronies everywhere are in mourning. Do you know why?
Oh, no. What happened? Did one of the ponies die?
After 9 seasons and 221 long freaking episodes, My Little Pony is going away. Finale is coming up. It's going to be a 90-minute finale, primetime airing on Saturday, October the 12th on Discovery Family. So, and leading up to the finale, viewers will be teased with a special My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, A Decade of Pony, an in-depth behind-the-scenes look at the making of the series premiering Friday. Now, isn't that just a bunch of guys sitting around drawing, by the way?
You know, it could be like what they did with the X-Files, which they made seasons of the X-Files, and then they just did movies after that. So maybe that's what's going to happen.
You don't think the bronies are going to be in mourning, and they're going to have wakes and funerals and all kinds of things?
I tell you what, my son, when he was like 3, loved him. But other than that, he kind of grew out of
him. He's not going to the conventions anymore.
He's not doing the conventions anymore, no. I think Daddy nixed that.
I got another story, too. This one, it was, you know how sometimes newspapers post, like we do with the Chronicle, when we take a look at old news, and sometimes newspapers dig really far back in their histories and they post old articles. Well, I found this one. It was out of Staunton, Virginia. It was a Staunton, Virginia newspaper. And this incident happened, and it was in their newspaper January 26, 1905. So remember, not a lot of cars around back then, mostly horse and buggies. And this is what it read. Dr. Lacey Gibson, whose office was at the corner of Frederick and Augusta Streets, sent his office boy, William Smith, to fetch his horse and buggy. Smith had just brought the horse and buggy from the stable when it suddenly became frightened and bolted. William pluckily held onto the lines and was jerked off his feet, the maddened animal dashing up Augusta Street, dragging him after him. The runaway turned onto Baldwin Street and in doing so ran into a telephone pole, upsetting the buggy and badly breaking it. The horse, however, kept going at top speed until he reached Central Avenue, where he collided with a roof post at Middlecoff's Harness Shop. Ironic, huh? Knocking down the post and smashing up the buggy some more. The roof of the shed that the post was helping support partially collapsed. In the nearby firehouse, fireman Fireman Bat Brown, heard the collision and ran into the street to see what was going on. There he found the horse and buggy in a tangle beneath the shed roof. The buggy was completely upside down. Fortunately, the horse and driver of the buggy, who had held on for dear life, were bruised but otherwise unhurt. So my question... You can kind of picture this whole scene, right? I mean, this must have happened a lot back then, runaway horses. We have a runaway horse at every horse show we ever go to. So there had to be runaway horses all the time. Would you have held on to the reins like this guy did?
I'll tell you what, as I turned and watched those cows gallop down the road, I was not going to maybe a hero. So no.
I don't think I'd have held on either, to be honest. I'd have let them figure it out themselves down the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, hey, that's a wild story.
Fun news for this this radio show. I have a new client that is looking for a horse for their child, and
that'll be good for months worth of entertainment.
I've been really impressed with the videos that I've been sent. You inquire about a horse online for sale, and they send you a video, and I am fantastically shocked at the sales videos that people send. Granted, I have been looking on like Craigslist and Facebook, but for the most part, like dead broke kid's pony. Perfect. You know, like 14 hand horse for a kid, super broke. And I posted the video on our Horses in the Morning Auditor Facebook page. And it is a picture of a pony that is standing in a field eating grain out of a bucket. And then a chubby little boy comes and goes to try to swing mount on the pony who's standing there eating in the bucket. And the whole video is, this is again, a requested, hey, you want to sell your horse? Send me a video. This is the video. Horse eating out of a bucket. Chubby child walks up to it, grabs a hold of the withers with the left hand and goes to swing mount on the pony and falls down. And does not do. And that's the entire video, Glenn, the entire video. And then
welcome
dead
to Oklahoma.
Broke searching for children's ponies. I get a fire breathing dragon that is in Western training. And the spurs that these people are using are like 9 feet long. You know, like Chad's like, wow, that's a pretty horse. Why is it swishing its tail so much? Like, exactly. We will not be looking at that horse. I mean, and then the video of the child that is riding a Palomino, beautiful Palomino horse. And it's a kid riding the Palomino. And it's got, you know, the shank bit, Western saddle, tie down. Its nose is tied to its chest. And this child is supposed to be showing off. And the video is the horse trots one circle and then canters and then gallops out of the picture. Like,
really?
That was it. I'll try to post that one too. It was fantastic.
Doing a flying lead change on the way?
Yeah, I think it just ran away with the child and they hit cut.
And they actually sent you these videos, which
these
is
are the
crazy
ones that are sent. Yes.
I mean, the kid that jumped on the horse never even got on the horse. He fell off.
Nope. Fell off.
I mean, it'd been one thing if he'd gotten on the horse and then ridden around bareback with no bridle. That'd have been fun.
And every single person, I request the same video. Can you please send me a video of the horse at a walk, trot, and canter on a loose rein, traveling in both directions?
Okay, that's asking a lot. They don't even know what a loose rein is. So
okay, a walk, jog, and a lope.
Yeah, okay. That'd be better. Just a walk, jog, and a little faster walk, and then a little faster walk.
I'm sure. And then, hey, I'm looking for a really quiet kid's horse, you know, something that anybody can get on. And then the amount of barrel racing videos, like, no, that's not, and of course, you know, they come out of the starting gate, like, you know,
they're at a full dead run.
Like spinning,
yeah,
you know, backwards, and then they spin out and they gallop down to the first barrel. It's just amazing, the videos that I've seen. So keep it up, Oklahoma. You're going to just give me lots
to talk
about.
So we have a lot of listeners who have horses. So what are you looking for on a serious note?
Okay, well, here we go. I am looking for a horse that is more woe than go, that can walk, trot, canter on a loose rein and take care of a child. And she's 7 and she's small. And so I don't want an 18-hand horse, but she doesn't want a super small pony either. Prefer a gelding, but we'll look at really well-trained mares. And something that has... What's amazing is I don't want something that's, you know, my kids used to ride and now my kids are 28 and the horse has been standing in a field since then, but I promise it's like really broke, you know. No, I want something that's
trained. You want all of this
for
$100?
No, I've got some money.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna lie. I'll pay for something that's good. We'll pay for something that's worth it. So it just needs to be, you know, worth it. So,
I thought you were going to do one of those ads. I want the perfect pony, and I'll trade.
I'll trade you.
Yeah.
2-year-old.
I'll trade you 4 steers for your perfect pony.
Well, I've got 4 bulls.
4 bulls.
So I
can
put them in. I'll give you 4 bulls for a well broke horse. Man, if only I would have written that, Glenn.
You would have had 100 of them in Oklahoma. Are you kidding?
Man. Wow. Where were you yesterday when I was
trying
to rope a
You should have kept those bulls. They should have been put out with Duke or somebody.
Just so you know, the guy that was like doing my hay in the back and he comes up and I'm like, yeah, there's 4 bulls. He goes, you got a rope and a horse? I was like, no, I don't. I was like, I know.
Zeus would have loved to try that. Zeus would have been all into that. He'd have been all
into
that.
You got a rope and oar. Were you going to go out on the Lindsay on the freeway and rope a Brahma bull with one of my jumpers?
Did they have great big horns too, by the way?
Do you know what a Brahma is?
Yeah. Did it have the big horns?
It didn't have big horns. They've got like little horns, but they've got this lump, like a camel on the top of their back, and they're the cutest cows, bulls ever, but apparently just not very friendly.
I can see little 5'2" Jamie chasing around these bulls.
Here, cute, cute, kitty.
The running of the bulls, Oklahoma style.
Oh, God.
Dr. Chang is here.
All right. Well, let's welcome Dr. Chang to the show. Good morning, Dr. Chang.
Morning, Jamie. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. And of course, Dr. Chang's with Omega Alpha Equine.
Yeah.
I was saying, I caught the latter half of your conversation. And as you guys started talking about treating horses and bulls, et cetera, the only thing I could think of, you know, there are certain tribes in Africa where you can get a wife and the bride price is X number of cows or X number of horses, et cetera. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
It works that way in Oklahoma too, Dr. Chang.
That's how it works in Oklahoma. I don't think you should be saying that.
No, it works that way there.
I'll trade you my son for your four bulls. So, Dr. Chang, there was four loose bulls in my right outside my gate yesterday morning. So that was the conversation. Is like country living, you know, that's the way it is. Well, we are going to talk to you a little bit today about inflammation, but I am going to make you use your powers for good and answer my own personal questions. How about that?
Shoot.
He's like hesitantly.
Yeah. He's like, you do this to me every month.
So Dr. Chang, I am in less than 15 days heading to Kentucky for the Thoroughbred Makeover, and I am going to load up my horse on the 29th. We're going to travel 8 hours, stop west of Nashville, let him out, spend the night, and then get back in the trailer and drive the other 4 hours up to Lexington. Here's the problem. He doesn't like to travel. So what are some things that I can give him in the Omega Alpha product line? Because obviously there's no drugs allowed because there's drug testing at this event. And I thought, who better to talk to than the man about things that are going to make my horse less stressed in travel?
All right. The first thing you do before you even load him on, right, you give him some chill, right? Now, about half an hour before you load him in, dose him up with some chill, and the chill will keep him calm. Now, some people like to layer the chill, so they'll do it the day before, and then the day off, they'll give him some more chill. So then they lead him on, he's nice and calm. But agitation is probably one of your least issues when transporting horses, because I know a lot of horses, because of ulcers, change of venue, so change of water, change of grass, change this, change that, they always arrive there sometimes. The stomach is not doing too well, be sure to take some Regeneric and do some probiotics. Make sure he's on the biotic aid, right, to keep that tummy nice and comfy. And if he is, if your horse has a lot of issues with ulcers, etc., because thoroughbreds are known for ulcers. You look at them twice and they have an ulcer. You know, give him some of that Regeneric, right? And that you'll have a different horse by the time you get to the other end. You will have a horse that will win everything.
Okay, well, I'm gonna write that down. We're just shooting for getting there safely, Dr. Chang. We're not even concerned about winning at this point.
Well, no, winning is always a good reason to go. You know that, right?
Sure. So he's already on the biotic aid twice a day, and then we are going to give him some chill the day before and some chill 30 minutes before we load. And the Regeneric, do I need to dose him with the Regeneric, or can it be on top of his feed?
No, it could be on top of his feed if you want, but I like to dose it just because A, it's expensive. B, you want to make sure he gets all of it, right? And depending on what kind of feed you're feeding, if you're feeding him, like something like a mash or so, then that's okay because it'll absorb into the mash. But if you're giving him like hay or something like that, these liquids tend to trickle down to the bottom of the trough. The feed trough, and if he's not licking the feed trough, he's leaving half of it behind. Okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the only reason for that, and seeing that it's crucial for ulcers, etc., that's why I prefer to syringe it in, if possible.
That it's definitely possible. And then I had a listener that was asking questions about, she's been giving her horse electrolytes and salt, and the horse has decided that that's very offensive. What do you guys have in the way of electrolytes and something that she could use for her horse?
Okay, we have a product called Equicell Light. Okay, now what Equicell Light is an electrolyte base, but you're not buying Equicell Light for the electrolytes, right? It's much too expensive for just the electrolytes. The reason you're buying that, it has a lot of branched chain amino acids. And what branched chain amino acids do is that they spare muscle breakdown and it encourages muscle buildup. So if you're in competition, right, after competition, what happens is that your muscles do break down, wear and tear breaks down, okay? And then what happens is that it should rebuild stronger. It's like the $6 million man, you know? We can rebuild them stronger. But you need the raw materials to do that. That's why you need the branched chain aminos. And the branched chain aminos, what the research shows is that for it to be effective or best effective, there's a window of about 2 hours post-exercise where it is the most effective. And that's why we put it in with an electrolyte base, because everybody gives an electrolyte to their horse post-exercise, right?
Okay.
And it's quite pleasant tasting. I haven't heard of any horses turning their nose up at it yet, right? But there's always a first. You know that.
But that's true.
But that's a good segue into our talk today, which is about inflammation, right? Because with muscle breakdown to occur, you have to have inflammation. And you know, if you race your horse, you exercise your horse, there's always inflammation. Now, inflammation is a good thing because it breaks down old muscle, torn muscle, etc., and it allows it the rebuilding to occur. But sometimes what happens is that inflammation doesn't stop, becomes subclinical, and it's there all the time, right? And I'm not only talking about muscle, because there are many instances of inflammation. For example, ulcers, that's an inflammatory process. Okay? Some people, there's even some studies to indicate that things like diabetes, right, is an inflammatory process, right? So it's a good thing to control inflammation. So it's not, and especially in the competition world, right? If your horse, inflammation is what makes your horse's muscles sore. So if you can help with a soreness, right? You have a horse that will perform a lot better. Sore feet, right? Again, that's caused by inflammation. So something like that, it's a good thing to take the anti-flam product that will help with the inflammation, help your horse feel a lot more comfortable, and promote the healing process and recovery process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. You guys, you can find all of these products in OmegaAlphaEquine.com, or just OmegaAlpha.com, actually, I think is the new website. And you can find where they are closest to you, the stores that sell it closest to you. And then I think you guys have another product as well.
Yeah, we have, the joint product is called our Sinurex. And again, there's a lot of joint products out on the market. Okay. And that's because in the sport world, there's a lot of joint issues always. As the horse gets older, you have more and more joint issues. But one of the things, again, with joints is that sore joints, etc., again, you need that anti-inflammatory to help control the soreness. And I know a lot of joint products, they're just basically glucosamine, MSM, and some people use chondroitin, but we won't go into chondroitin because chondroitin for horses is useless because they don't have the ability to digest chondroitin. So it's glucosamine MSM. And most products is a glucosamine MSM what they use. What we have done, we have added the anti-inflammatory herbs to it, Sinurex, and that inflammation, anti-inflammatory herbs helps control the inflammation, thereby promote healing and make your horse feel a lot more comfortable. So those are the two things I would recommend for any type of joints or inflammation issues that you would have. You know, even if your horse just bumps his leg and it swells up, anti-flam is something you should use for that to help bring down the swelling.
It's like your version, your healthy tummy version of Bute. So it's anti-inflammatory, basically, is what it's saying. And again, it's definitely healthier for their GI tract than, gosh, how many times did your veg get? Just give them Bute. No.
Yeah. Well, I know the anti-flam does not affect the GI tract. We have some studies which actually show that it doesn't affect the stomach, right? So we have really good results with that particular product. So it's a good substitute for for Bute.
Now, I noticed you guys also have the Immune Plus. Would that be something you would recommend for my horse before he heads to a ginormous horse show?
I would definitely put him there just because the problem, you never know. Your horse is in his own little bubble on the farm. You know, you don't have a lot of people bringing their horses to your farm. So your horse really doesn't get exposed to anything particular, you know, that will give him runny nose, etc. But when you go to the big horse shows, it's meeting every horse known to man and then some. And if one horse in there is sick, guess what? It just goes through everybody's barn and everybody picks it up and brings it home. And then when they bring it home, it passes on to everybody. So it's a good thing to boost the immune system with the Immune Plus. And the nice thing about that is that I always tell everybody, if your horse is healthy during competition, there's a better chance that it'll win. And my mantra has always been, a mediocre horse that's healthy will outcompete a good horse that is sick.
Yes.
Right, any day. So, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule, mind you, but usually that's a given. If your horse is healthy, he will outcompete a sick horse any day.
Right? Well, if you guys want to learn more, there's an Oasis training seminar with Joanne Carr. It's on September 30th, and the topic is Inflammation 911. And if you want to check it out, go to omegaalpha.com, and we can always get you hooked up with Joanne. And if you have a favorite place that, you know, you go to buy all your feed and your supplements and your stuff, and they don't sell Omega Alpha products there, send the information to csmith@omegaalpha.ca, csmith@omegaalpha.ca, because Omega Alpha is always looking for new dealers. And Dr. Chang, as always, you're a wealth of knowledge. This is going to cost me a lot of money. I have some extra shopping to do to get my horse prepared. Well,
and thank you for having me on board again.
Thank you. Thanks, you for
Dr.
coming.
Thank you, Glenn. Bye.
Bye.
Poor Dr. Chang had a cold. You could tell.
You could tell. Hey, I forgot to tell you, I did go to that adoption at Paul's Valley for Mustangs over the weekend.
Oh, and you came home empty-handed? Well, you weren't allowed to bring your checkbook.
I didn't bring my trailer. I was not allowed, but it was interesting to see how many people were, they were picking up horses for the makeover, and then somebody did a clinic. So it was an educational thing, and I walked around, and they had all these yearlings for adoption, and it was so hard, Glenn. It was so hard not to buy one.
Did it look like a bunch were getting adopted out?
Yeah, there was a lot of people there. You know what was amazing, too, is there was two yearlings there that had no ears.
They had gotten bitten off?
I think that they got froze off. They were, because people, the Paul's Valley place in Oklahoma, central Oklahoma, is where they bring a lot of the horses from the west and the north. So these poor little babies, and do you know how much I want a horse with no ears? Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
They must look pretty funny, though.
I took lots of pictures. Would you like me to post them?
Horses with no ears. I don't know if I've ever seen a horse with no ears.
Well, I will post the pictures on our Horses in the Morning Facebook. Well, actually, should I go on the auditor's page? Because posting horses with no ears might confuse people that don't listen.
Yeah, for people who don't listen are going to have trouble with that. They're going to think you chopped the ears off.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you're listening and you're not an auditor, you get to see a lot more on Facebook. See, what happens is I post things in the Horses in the Morning Facebook page, but there's like 40,000 people that follow that page, but they all don't listen to the show. So if I just post a horse with no ears, I'm going to get all sorts of negative comments about how horribly cruel I am
for ears,
cutting horses' ears off. So that's why we started the auditor's page in
the
first place.
What is that called? You take the tail, docking the tail. You dock their ears.
I dock their ears. They're like pit bulls. You know, you just cut the ears off. So yeah, it's good times. Anyway, you can check it out. I'll post it in the auditor's page. But I thought you'd be proud of me that I did not bring home any mustache.
I am proud of you. I'm very proud.
I'm waiting for them to wean the babies. Stanley needs a friend, Glenn.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we're going to have a question, first world problem, speaking of needing a friend, here very shortly. And that isn't a question, first world problem that you have right there. But we're first going to take a break for a song. And I'm very excited to say that we have a time set up to record our next musical episode. We haven't done these in so long. We're going to do our next musical episode with Jared Rogerson, who we've done one or two with before, but he has a brand new album coming out. Yes, so this will be played the week from Friday. We'll play this episode for you. Jamie and I have such a good time doing these musical episodes. We really need to do them more, except our criteria is they have to be an independent artist and be into horses. So that kind of limits our selection. But I'm going to play one of the new songs off of his album for you to just tease
Hold
you
on,
a little bit.
Before we do that, can I tell you what I got in the mail?
What'd you get in the mail?
Because it's going to come up again in Equestrian First World Problems. I did it. I bit the bullet and I got some Total Saddle Fit strip leathers for my new saddle that I bought in Impulse on Facebook. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
So I had the Total Saddle Fit stirrup leathers for my dressage saddle, and they are those wide body, super thin leathers that really, for some reason, really make your leg nice and quiet. So I bought the ones for the jump saddle. I'll tell you how it went in our Equestrian First World Problems. But right now, just so you know, you can go and get the Total Saddle Fit stirrup leathers. It's that wide body design, and it brings incredible stability to the rider's leg. The wide design also makes a smoother transition on the flap, so it doesn't feel like there's any leathers under your leg. There's no like giant thing underneath your leg between you and the saddle. And they also have a slim style, which is no buckle under your leg. It can be configured to rotate your stirrup 90 degrees to reduce knee strain. They come from 48 to 64 inches. They are, check this out, they are guaranteed to improve your ride, or they will pay the shipping both ways. So you buy it, it ships to you. You're like, this did not work for me, which won't happen. But anyway, you're like, it doesn't work for me. And you send them back. They will pay the shipping to send them back too, and you get a refund. So you can check out TotalSaddleFit.com. There's no reason to not try it. I mean, come on, how many of us need that extra help with our lower leg? Check them out, TotalSaddleFit.com.
Jared Rogerson off his new album, which is called Branch of the Tree, which we'll hear a lot more about next week. This is called Right Here With Us.
First time.
That's your daddy. Rodeo. There's your mom and I in Mexico. Here we climb as high as the mountains go. Pictures hanging low on the wall, so you can see them good before you're tall. I've come to know dreams are worth more than gold. So be who you are, become who you want. Don't let the fear of falling keep you on the ground. When you lose faith, look up above, 'cause he put you right here, right here, right here, my little bug. Go where you want. Someday it might seem like I'm trying to hold you back, but it's only because I wish you could be forever little and right here, right here, right here, right here with us. It's purple sky and a blue-green cow. Hey, Daddy, can I taste a cloud? If I jump real high, I think I can touch the sky. Me how to see the world brand new, and I can teach you a few things too, and it's just fine if you color outside the lines. So be who you are, become who you want. Don't let the fear of falling keep you on the ground. When you lose faith, look up above,
loves. He put you right here, right here, right here, my little bug. Go where you want. Someday it might seem like I'm trying to hold you back, but it's only because I wish you could be forever little and right here, right here, right here, right here with us. Let the fear of falling keep you on the ground. When you lose faith, look up above, 'cause he put you right here, right here, right here. Give me a hug, now go where you want. I know it might seem like I'm trying to hold you back, but it's only because I wish you could be forever little and right here, right here, right here, right here with us.
Gosh, that song was so good. It makes me want to cry.
And we're glad you're right here with us. And that is Branch of the Tree, which is the name of his new album. It's available now. Go to jaredrogerson.com and you'll find all the information about that. And we'll have a bunch more music. And he kind of always explains to us what the songs mean and how they came to be, because he writes them all. So tune in next week. Next
that was
Friday,
so good.
A week from Friday, we'll be talking to Jared. All right, are you ready?
Let's do it. First world problem, first world problem, first world problem. All right. Well, you know, if you have an equestrian problem, it is a first world problem. We have determined that through this show. And one of the problems was I forgot to post this yesterday. So Glenn posted it this morning. So it's short but sweet, Glenn. We've just got a few and they're awesome.
That's right. We never have time to get to them all anyway.
I know. Lindsay says, I Marie Kondo'd my drawer with my riding breeches. Do you know who Marie Kondo is, Glenn?
No.
She's a super organizer of stuff, and she has a Netflix show, and people are like always Marie Kondo-ing things, and it's cleaning out your life, basically, which is something we all should do. So Lindsay did it, and she said she Marie Kondo'd my drawer. Apparently that's a verb now, with her riding breeches, and now there's room for a lot more, but she doesn't need any more. Yes, you do, Lindsay. Oh, my God. Have I taught you nothing?
Has that never stopped a horse girl in the history of time?
Right? Celeste. I feel like we've been following Celeste's journey with this baby horse that she got. She got like a weanling.
We've been following Celeste's journey since she was like 10. So
I know. And Celeste was 10.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she got a baby horse, a weanling. And today, this is what her post was. My baby horse won so many ribbons at her second show yesterday that we couldn't fit them all on one side of her halter to take a pretty picture. Not that I've ever had that problem, but I've seen people put them along the rein, you know, like, to put all the ribbons along the rein. I've never been that, whatever. I don't want to talk about it. Mary says, I bathed two of my horses yesterday and I brushed all the grass burrs out of their manes, but I had to turn them out quickly and they both rolled. And now I have two muddy horses with grass burrs in their manes. That's a problem. Jason says I fixed up the lean-to on my barn so the horses can use it as a running shed. But now it's nice and clean and I don't want them using it as a running shed and pooping in there. Is that a problem?
That is always a problem. Every time I cleaned a field, one of the horses poops immediately.
You know, I heard something that you just did the Max Cochran Facebook Live, and I heard her say something, and now it is sticking in my brain. When you first clean your barn aisle, and I get it all swept and then blown, and it's perfect and pristine, and you could eat off of it, and then you take your horse out of a stall, and then they leave all the dang muck all shavings down the aisle, and then you have to clean it again. So she said, pick the feet before you take the horse out of the thing.
That's,
and I'm
one of her big pet peeves.
Girl,
I never,
I get
thought
it.
About doing that, to be honest.
I get it. He'd probably step in
that?
Poop. No, I've never done that, but I'm going to now because, by God, I hate my barn owl being dirty.
I just never thought about picking their feet before you take them back out.
I've worked at places that you had to do that, and I just thought, I'll just sweep after. But now it's my barn, and I get it. Chelsea says,
leaf blower?
I have both. I sweep first and then leaf blow because I don't like to leaf blow a lot of heavy stuff. So I sweep it all out first. So the big stuff goes out. And then I just do the details. Like when you have those box fans, leaf blow into the motor because it gets all the dust out. Because
ours
dust
need
can
done.
Cause
right. I
problems.
Need to take them out and do the air compressor thing on the box fans.
Yeah, just use your leaf blower. That's what I do. And I get the cobwebs. I'm kind of a freak show about blowing. So my barn is very open. It's not like a closed place where I'm creating a lot of dust. But, you know, if you sweep, it creates dust too. So either way. Let's see. Okay, here's Chelsea's. Like, I totally want to match a leather halter with a color piping for my horse to my new puppy's collar. But my horse looks better in blue and my puppy looks better in red. Ugh.
That's a personal problem right there.
I was at a dog adoption yesterday. I took Marvel to one of those little dog adoptions at PetSmart yesterday. And it seems
and
like there
still
is.
Still have Marvel?
Yeah. Maybe updates coming later this week, if you know what I'm saying. But at any rate, you can find any color, anything in PetSmart. Good Lord. That place is ridiculous. Carissa, I've never spent 4 hours in a PetSmart until yesterday.
Wandering
There's a lot
around
of stuff there.
Looking.
There's a lot of stuff there, yeah. Carissa says, I was going to stop my lease with my trainer's horse over the winter so I could save money for a saddle. But then my trainer said, my lease is going to be cheaper and I can ride more. So now I don't have time to save for a saddle because I'll be riding more. Chantel says, my retiree babysitter horse keeps breaking himself, so I can't work my riding horse in an attempt to keep my retiree quiet and happy. # worst babysitter ever. Good thing he's cute. That's why you need 3 horses or 2 horses and like a chicken or something. I don't know.
A goat.
Claire said, horselovers.com has a saddle on sale and I wanted to buy it, but I realized it's time to replace the tires on my horse trailer and I don't have enough saved to buy both. That's why, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but that's why they make credit cards.
Tires ain't cheap anymore either. You're replacing 4 tires on a horse trailer, you're looking at $800.
Okay, so Chad just like got new first world problem. Chad just got new tires for his car. And I'm like, excuse me, my trailer needs 1 tire and our truck needs like 3. Why are you working? Whatever. You drive to Dallas all the time on the freeway.
Yeah, he does
whatever,
drive the car, you know.
Talk me. And he's listening right now.
Chad, I got your back here every day, all day on this show. You don't have to worry about that.
Kimberly said, I turned a spectacular stumble
into... Although his tires
were
a lot cheaper than yours were going to be, I'm just saying.
I know, and he actually needed them. He's like, you can't drive this in the rain.
Yeah, it does rain out where you live.
Yeah, Kimberly says, I turned a spectacular stumble into a fall after pinballing off various objects.
Oh, wow.
And now everyone who hears I hit the dirt just assumes I fell off my horse. She just fell without the horse, okay? She's that girl. Hey, do you want to hear mine?
Yeah, okay. We'll have to end with yours.
Oh, no. We have so many.
All right, couple more.
Okay, so mine is, I got my Total Saddle Fit stirrup leathers for my new jump saddle. And I'm so excited. And I took all these recommendations from auditors about what stirrups to get. And I ordered the exact stirrups that everybody said they loved. And then Amazon sent me the wrong ones. So now I had to put crappy regular metal stirrups on my brand new Total Saddle Fit stirrup leathers. And I'm waiting another day and a half for my stirrups to come, if they even send the right ones. And if not, that's why I shouldn't shop anywhere but our sponsors. Let's see. We'll end with Stephanie. She said, I had a fantastic lesson and an even better gallop on the trail this weekend. But now it hurts to walk. I rode Zeus bareback galloping around my newly mowed hay pastures. I get it. I'm super sore too. Why? We can ride all the time, but there's something happens when you gallop around in a field. It just changes everything. So anyway, thanks auditors for sending in your first world problems. Let's get to Leslie.
We're going to get Leslie on here. Of course, Leslie joins us or has been joining us since we started this show like 10 years ago. But now she only comes on once a month because she actually like has a baby and a family and things to do. She has a life now. And so she only joins us once a month.
We're so proud of you.
Yes. Yes. It took you 10 years to get a life.
It took me 37 years. I don't know. I think I've had a life. I'm pretty sure I've had a life this whole time. It's good. But it's a different life.
That's
a little different.
How is it? How's being a mama?
Oh, man. It's pretty fun. I mean, I have no idea what I'm doing every day. It's a new adventure. But it's pretty fun. Like, he's a cool little dude. He's, you know, just like curious and sweet and laughs a lot and does cute things that, you know, make up for the other times when he's not being cute and he's just screaming and pooping and doing all the, all those other baby things.
Yes, yeah. I understand. Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, he is utterly beautiful. Oh my gosh.
He's real sweet, and he's been to his first horse show. He came with me to the American Eventing Championships earlier this month at the Kentucky Horse Park, and that was pretty fun.
Did he ride?
I had him. He wasn't qualified.
Oh, okay.
This year, but next year. That junior. Junior beginner novice 14 under division doesn't even know what's coming at them, but but super fun. And he's been out to the barn and met Princess, and he had like a pretty special experience over the weekend. Can I tell you guys a little story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Need to get. But so my first horse, when I got him when I was 12 and he was three, his name is Mishka, and he's a little Arabian. I mean, that's a great idea if you want to off your child, right? Like buy the kid a three-year-old Arabian. Perfect starter horse. but yeah, I survived, and we went when he was my first event horse, and we competed through training level eventing and did a bunch. He was an awesome dressage horse and fox hunter. He was like a great, you know, like teenage buddy, you know. And by the end of high school, I'd sort of outgrown him, and he went on to live, me and my two sisters rode him, and he went on to a different family with a couple sisters, and they kind of came up the Pony Club ranks on him and lived at their family farm for 16 years, just kind of here in the area. And then when their family was selling their farm, that farm, they called me up a few years ago, like maybe I think five, not even 5 years ago, about 5 years ago, and said, hey, we're selling the farm. You know, our daughters are grown up and married. And do you know anyone that would want Mishka? And so I was like, duh, me, like send him my way, you know? And so we were back reunited and had a really good time. I was kind of in a horseless phase right then. So I was almost ready to, you know, gear up and get this 24-year-old horse out to an event. I got a great situation emerged for him to where he could go teach little girls riding lessons again in the area. and do riding camps and whatnot. And so we went and did that. So we went to live at another farm. And at this point, it's like the like nobody knows who owns the horse. Like the horse is just kind of like a public figure. You know what I mean? It's like one of those horses. It's just like he like owns us all. You know. So anyway, he's been really thriving. He even went to a horse show a couple weeks ago and did a Crossrails class and won second place and. Just really cool. And I was like, oh yeah, like Mishka, he's going to outlive all of us. And was really looking forward to him teaching, my little baby Thomas how to ride. And I thought, you know, how special that will be. And last week he got sick pretty suddenly and, went downhill pretty quickly. And he passed away on Saturday night, but it was just sweet. I got to spend a lot of time with him this week, and I really did my little baby Thomas dream. I got to introduce Mishka to my baby, and he was. Like we just hung out with him and Thomas was petting his ears and probably pulling aggressively on his ears a little bit. And like Mishka didn't mind. It was just really sweet. It was just kind of like one of those full circle kind of moments. And of course I'm really sad, but I don't know. It was so special to me that I got to like sort of bridge those two. You know, my sort of own childhood with horses, with my own new child. So that's my,
Well, let me say, first of all, I'm really sorry. And those horses that come along that are just those once in a lifetime horses can just never be replaced or replicated at all. But I know the feeling that you're talking about by having to being able to share something that was so important to you with your child. There's just no better, more satisfying feeling. And just know that Mishka, my gosh, what a lucky horse he ended up being, landing with you and your family, and then how you took care of him and you took him back, and just what a wonderful existence that horse had. I mean, when a horse is born, that is, because I like to anthropomorphize everything because I read Black Beauty 1,000 times. That is, when the horse is born, that's the dream life that a horse could have, is one that you just described. So congratulations on taking care of him. I am really, really sad that you lost him, but just know that, oh my gosh, he could not have had a better existence than with you. And that's all because of you.
Thank you so much. You put that really beautifully, and it's true. And it's just a gift. It's like, you know, I think back and I'm like, wow, like I've had, this horse has been in my life for over 25 years. And like, I haven't even had any, you know, relationships outside of my immediate family that stretch back that long. It's just really, really special.
I get it. I had one for 18 years. I got him when I was 10 and I had to put him down when I was 28. And it's not a horse. It's a sibling at that point. 25 years, that was your brother. You know, I mean, that's how close they are as family. And you wake up and you realize there's somebody not here in your life that has been here in your life forever.
You think about it, our other pets, I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about my life pony that we lost at 45, Leslie.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and did fine up to about 44 and a half. But dogs. I was thinking about my dog the other day. I was looking at Glory going, wow, she is really gray. She's 11 years old and probably doesn't have too much longer to go. She's blind and starting to slow down. And it's like dogs don't last long enough. At least with horses, we tend to get them for a little longer than most pets.
Yeah.
You know?
If we're lucky.
If we're lucky. Yeah. True. Yeah. 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 Well, yeah. That is, they're always trying to kill themselves. I mean, there is that. So it's like,
there's that.
Well, big hugs from us here, Leslie. I mean, I just lost Chili a couple months ago, and I know, I mean, I had him 10 years and it wasn't long enough. The good ones never live long enough, you know, I just really. Yes.
So it's the nasty pony that lives to be 50. That's
yeah.
That's right.
That has
right.
vet bills every year.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for letting me.
Let's end on a good note. How's your other pony doing?
Yeah.
House Princess.
House Princess.
It's an experience that all of us have had. So,
or we'll have. So,
or Leslie, we'll have,
yeah.
Leslie, let's end on a good note, I hope. How's Princess doing?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, Princess is great. She's like maybe a little chubby right now, but she's not getting quite enough. You know, exercise, but she's like keeping her muzzle on like a good girl mostly, except for when she loses it once a month and buries it in the sinks it to the bottom of the pond, or I think there's like some sort of like muzzle like graveyard
it's
out
where,
there.
She's it's with like the socks, dumping, Leslie. It's dumping. With the missing socks.
With the socks.
Yes.
Yeah. With the missing socks. She's great. It's been so like just oppressively hot here in East Tennessee, and I'm sure like everywhere it's just bonkers to me that it's mid-September, and so I'm like really looking forward to it just like cooling down a little bit so then I can, you know, strap the baby on and go out to the barn, you know, without worrying about him, you know,
overheating. I know it was like the worst torture ever to have a horse and then not be able to ride it because you can't leave the baby in the car seat because it's too hot.
Yeah.
And the little carrier or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Although I was just thinking about you taking that baby to a show. You went to the AACs, right? You went to the Eventing Championships.
Mm-hmm.
You were taking that. Mm-hmm. You're taking baby Thomas to the show. He must have been held by 5,000 people.
5,000. Yeah. Yeah. I thought someone was going to probably like just walk off with him. I was worried.
Because you know everybody there. They all wanted to hold the baby.
Oh, yeah. It was super fun. It was really fun. Because a lot of those, you know, the American Eventing Championships, you just see all the people that, you know, like it's just everyone's there in one place. And a lot of those folks kind of saw me. You know, through my pregnancy and out there waddling around at the event, you know, quite pregnant. So it was fun to be like, hey, look what I did.
I made this.
And there's so many babies at horse shows, you know, like there's just strollers everywhere. It's like a very, very family friendly sport. It really is. So,
well, good. I'm glad.
Very, very cool.
Train them young.
Yep.
Start them young. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, Leslie is with EventingNation.com and Horse Nation and all the nations. You can find them there. We appreciate you stopping by, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right. You guys have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
So, wow, what a story, huh? And we, you know, it just makes us all think back to our life horses that we've lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it just, it does. And I mean, those horses, our life horses don't owe us anything because, you know, they had a pretty good life, most of them. So, but it's still hard. You still think about it.
I feel like we end up owing them, you know, even though we took care of them forever, but they took care of us too. So
I don't know. Look at the vet bills all over those years. We probably don't owe them anything. We're probably even. So thank you everybody for joining us. We have, hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. We have the Certified Horsemanship Association tomorrow. And then later in the week, it's fox hunting. We have the fox hunting episode, so all of that's coming up. And, of course, we have some really bad ads. We're going to be giving away a pile of Heels Down soap for really bad ads this month. So get your ads into Jennifer at HorseRadioNetwork.com. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll be in Lexington doing some shows from Kentucky. And we'll give you play-by-play on how Jamie's doing. So,
oh God, I think it's all broadcast online as well. So,
oh, is it?
Here's the thing: when I'm in the finale in the makeover, and that's apparently in the finale, the winner is somebody who's voted on. So, when I'm in that top five at the very end, or when I'm in the stands watching the top five, you can vote on all those people and see who's gonna win. Yeah. Trust me, you guys, I just want you to know that I have a thought of being in the finals. I just want to go. I just need to get Baby Groot there safe and sound and, you know, not be that girl too many times. Anyway.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Spay, neuter, geld.